You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. We pray that you are got a wonderful, strategic, and glorious Tuesday planned today, that you'll have your ears tuned to the frequency of God's voice, that you will hear him say, "This is the way, walk ye in it," and you will say, "Yes, sir, it will be my pleasure to walk with you wherever you want me to go." So, hi, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, in Merritt Island, Florida. We're 2 blocks north of 520, 2 blocks west of Courtney Parkway. We're right in the heart of the Merritt Park Place subdivision. We are right across from Ola's Cuban Kitchen, H-O-L-A. And that is a buzzing restaurant in the neighborhood there. A few weeks ago, I asked an employee there, I said, "So are y'all planning on having a big night tonight?" And he said, "It's Taco Tuesday. It's going to be a very busy night." And so want to let you know, if you know where that's at, if you'll look right across the street to the west, you'll find Merritt Assembly of God. We would love to have you come out and be a part of what God is doing. Want to also say thank you to Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. If you have any concrete projects that you need done, whether you're pouring a pad, pouring a sidewalk, repairing some damaged concrete, whatever it might be, Jits Concrete, they are experts in all things concrete. They have decades and decades of experience and expertise. They have a great work ethic that they put into preparing the site, actually doing the work, finishing the work, cleaning up. They have been a blessing to me. They've been a blessing to the church. They're a blessing to the Refresh Radio program. And I pray that if you've got a project in their area of expertise and you give them a call, that you would experience the same sort of satisfaction that we have. They've just done wonderful, wonderful things. Every time I've seen their handiwork go to work. So, you know, my greatest compliment that I had ever heard about their business is when I told a construction general contractor that I wanted Jits Concrete to be the person that did the concrete. They said, "Turns out that your concrete guy is my concrete guy." And, so they have a great reputation, not only with me as the pastor, but with other people in the construction industry as well. So their phone number, 321-536-5804. We're going to dive back into Ephesians chapter 3, we'll read verses 14 through 19. We're going to pick up mainly in verse number 16 today. "For this reason," Paul writes, "I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." So yesterday we were talking out of verse 16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit. We didn't talk too much about this. It's the last four words of verse number 16. It says, in the inner man. What Paul is praying is that the saints in Ephesus would be stronger internally than they had ever been before. That God would fortify their relationship with him, their relationship with one another, that they would not just operate out of their intellectual capacity, but that the riches of his glory would flow through God the Holy Spirit, and it would transform their innermost being. Have you stopped to evaluate of late, and how am I doing internally? So I told you, I think it was on one of last week's programs, and it wasn't yesterday, so it had to be last week. I told you about hearing about a person whose prayer life was very, very impressive, and it created a longing in my heart for my prayer life to intensify. One of the biggest accusations, I'm not saying that it doesn't have some degree of accuracy at times, but I would tell you that it's a intellectually lazy excuse. They don't apply that to any other area of their life. But one of the biggest accusations that people who refuse to believe in Jesus have is, well, the church is full of hypocrites. So I can tell you that there are problems with banks, but people still use money. I can tell you that there are problems with people who work in restaurants, but people still eat food. I can tell you that there are problems with cars, but people still go buy them. For some reason, there has been an intellectual caveat that people have said, well, because people at church, people who claim to be Christians, aren't perfect, then I don't want to have anything to do with them. And so I want to eliminate as much as possible being the reason why someone doesn't want to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that means that I need God to strengthen me in my innermost being so that I represent Jesus, not just when I'm in public, but when I'm in private as well. So that the message that I speak and the life that I live are not in contradiction with one another. There is too much of that. I will gladly grant that there is too much inconsistency in the body of Christ between the message preached and the life lived. There's too much difference in the people sitting in the chairs. There's too much difference in people in the pews. None of that changes or undermines the reality that God is who he says he is, and that Jesus is the only name under heaven whereby men must be saved. The truth is the truth. But I do not want God to say, like he did at another time, he says, because of the way you've lived, the nations around you do not believe in me the way that they should. And so God points the finger at his covenant people, and he said, you're the one that's causing the problem. When God, his plan was to work in us, through us, and for us in such a powerful way that people would want to have a relationship with God. That's his plan. And so we need him to strengthen us to where our innermost being is pure and holy, so that when we speak, it is out of the abundance of the heart that is right with God, not out of a heart that is not right with God. So my daughter's family came to visit, and this was a few weeks ago, came to visit, and they don't watch a lot of broadcast television the same way that we don't watch a lot of broadcast television. And, you know, so one of the things that they do is they will put on things that are relatively safe. They've got children. They don't want to be exposing their children to bad words. And so they put on this one video. And it was a football video. And as I was watching, I watched it for just a little bit. And it was a person whose personality is very abrasive to me. It's something that I don't like the way that he conducts himself. But the last time I had seen this person, he was giving a testimony about his relationship with Jesus. And it's like, so I'm trying to wrestle in my mind. It's like, okay, here's what I see and here's what he says. What is the truth? And I thought, well, maybe he's had a change of nature. And so I'm sitting there with my grandchildren, and all of a sudden the people who are producing the video are having to bleep words away that were coming out of this person's mouth. And I was like, There's a problem. There are many people in Brevard County, there are many people in Christianity that think it is perfectly okay to use the same profane words that the rest of society does. I want you to know that the Bible says that the words that come out of our mouth are supposed to be edifying. They are not supposed to be profane. Profane means common. Does it mean that the majority of the population is using that word, so it's okay? Well, the majority may be using that word, but it doesn't make it right. And so I would encourage every believer to if you hear things that are coming out of your mouth, maybe it's not a curse word, maybe it's just complaining. Maybe it's just the things that come out of your mouth reflect bitterness. Rather than just accept those things, recognize that your mouth is giving testimony to the condition of your heart. And it's revealing an area that needs God's attention. Doesn't need Bob's attention. It needs God's attention. And so when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit, one of the things that I've said, you know, the fruit of the Spirit's in Galatians chapter 5. Let me turn over there. I'll read it to you. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. That's 22 and 23. So if I look at my life and suddenly, instead of loving people, I find that everybody I'm around is annoying. I mean, is it okay if we talk real? I mean, people make us depend upon the grace of God in order to deal with them the way that God wants us to deal with. I need the grace of God to deal with myself the way that I need to be dealt with. Okay? And so if I find that it's not just person A, but it's person A, B, C, D, E, F, all the way up, you know, that doesn't mean that the problem is with them. If I'm not loving them, that means there's a problem with me. So if I experience very little joy when God has provided joy and says, if you are thriving in your relationship with my spirit, you're going to have joy and you're going to have peace and you're going to have patience and you're going to be kind and you are going to be good and gentle and you're going to have self-control. If that's what comes from a thriving relationship, and I find that out of my innermost being is coming things that reflect things other than love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the problem isn't with the people around me. The problem is with me, and I need to pray, God, would you strengthen me in my innermost being? So while I'm there, let me just touch on one of those fruits of the Spirit that we need to address and make sure that it is in our inner, that it is functioning in our innermost being the way that it is supposed to, and that's faithfulness. Faithfulness. We should be people who are faithful to God, faithful to His Word, faithful to His purpose, and faithful to our word. That people ought to be able to count on us. If you have a boss and he's told you that you are going to get paid on such and such a day, you need to be faithful to make sure that person gets paid such and such a day. If they come and say, you said today was payday, well, I changed that, that's going to be next week, that's going to create a problem in that relationship because you're not showing financial faithfulness. Okay? So let's flip the script. If there's an employer and he's hired an employee, and the employee says, I'm going to come and you can count on me, I'm going to do this job, and then the person doesn't show up for work, doesn't do the job, then what they have reflected is that there's a lack of faithfulness. That needs to be corrected in the innermost being. A lot of times we want to address the symptoms without addressing the root cause. So let me tell you, in the Old Testament, there are three descriptions of faith as a lifestyle in a person's life. First is that there are people who are faithless. They're faithless. Even though God has given to every person the measure of faith, they do not live having faith in God, and they live in a faithless manner. There are other people who God has given the measure of faith, and they are people who recognize that God is faithful to who He is. He's faithful to His promises. He's faithful to His people. He's faithful to His creation. He is, He was, is, and always shall be faithful because that's who He is. And as a result, people said, because He's faithful, I'm going to be faithful, and they are people that can be counted on. So that's the one is bad. The being faithful is good. Both of them are manifestations of the innermost being. But there's a third condition. And the Old Testament describes between Israel and Judah, it describes that this third condition is worse than faithless. And that's unfaithful. So the worst condition is not being faithless. The more severe condition is being faithless. And what that means is if you can't be counted on, then you won't be counted on. And at the same time, the unfaithful person was expecting everybody around them to continue to be faithful. I can tell you that relationships don't work if one person is faithful and the other person is unfaithful. It's not going to thrive. Relationships are supposed to be built upon people of like faith, and I would go so far as to say like faithfulness. And so back to Ephesians chapter 3, where Paul is praying that they would be strengthened with might through his spirit in their inner man. He was saying, I pray that the power of God transforms your innermost being in a supernatural way, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So why is the transformation, why is the strengthening in our inner man, why is it so important? Well, because Jesus wants to take up residence on the inside of our heart. There are different types of real estate transactions. There are some people that go in and whenever they buy a house, they buy it turnkey. And what that means is that it is all fixed up. It's painted. It's beautiful. The counters are what they want. Everything's functioning the way that they want. There's nothing that has to be done. The only thing that has to happen is that the person moves in and inhabits the house. Okay? That's not the house we bought. Our house we bought was the other type. It was a fixer-upper. We intended to fix it up before we moved in. And a hurricane changed the timeline. And what we got instead was we had the opportunity to throw all of our belongings in, and we had to adjust it. We had to make it what we wanted it to be while we were already occupying it on the inside. The reason that Paul said he was praying for the church in Ephesus is that they would be strengthened out of the riches of God's glory through the Spirit in his innermost being, for the purpose that Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the servant of the Most High God, would dwell in our hearts. And if you look up that word heart, it talks about that it could be referring to your physical heart, or it could be referring to your inner man, your innermost being. And so Paul was praying that the church would be strengthened so that Christ would occupy the innermost being, that he would be the foundational aspect of their entire life. And the way that that takes place is through faith. And so I see all of these subdivisions that are built, and my wife, who's really not that much into real estate, she said, I have a feeling if you walk into that house and you said, oh, could I use the washroom? And the person that lived there said, yeah, it's down the hall to the left. That the person who asked said, oh, I know right where it's at because this is the exact same floor plan of our house. She said, all of these houses are laid out the same. They've got the same floor plan. And I will tell you, you are a unique creation by God. I will tell you this. God wants you to be strong in your spirit. He wants you to be strong in your innermost being, because God wants Jesus to thrive in our lives through faith. Faith is the life of a Christian. We are led by faith. We live by faith. We serve by faith. Never underestimate what God is able to do, even in adverse circumstances and situations. And so I want to have God in operation in my life so to such a degree that people will know, hey, someone lives there. There are people around the country who have gone in, and if they find a house that is unoccupied, they want to break into it, they want to live in it, and they want to claim ownership of it. I don't want my spiritual house unoccupied. I want it filled with the presence of God. I want it filled with the blessings of God, because God not only owns the house, he wants to furnish the house. I pray that your home would be furnished with the love of God. I pray that it would be furnished with the peace of God and the joy of the Holy Spirit. I pray that it would be furnished with mercy and goodness. I pray that it would be furnished with grace and the beauty of holiness. I pray that your house will be the most beautiful spiritual dwelling place that you've ever experienced. May the presence of God thrive in our lives. May God the Holy Spirit work in us to change the things that need to be changed, because I want Jesus to be pleased to say, that's where I live. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.